West Georgia's first news for your Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Early voting for local municipalities starting 1 week from today. And in Carrollton, voters will see the same two names as they did 4 years ago as their choices for mayor. Former Mayor Walt Hollingsworth will challenge the incumbent, Betty Kaysen. Kaysen defeated Hollingsworth in the 2019 election with 60% of the votes.
One of my top priorities was beautification because I think, you know, you get one chance to make a first impression on people. And when I don't think people realize how much tourism we have here in Carrollton and how many people come in. So beautification was one of my top goals, and I hope people have been able to see the improvements that we've made over the city in the last 4 years.
Kaysen discussing her 2023 campaign on a recent WLBB Community Voice program, and housing has been a big topic in Carrollton over the last 4 years.
This is something that we have worked very diligently on. We have brought in consultants to tell us about housing trends and how housing trends are changing. You know, people are retiring and they don't want the 3,000 square foot house anymore, according to statistics. And then you've got a small group of your young families that still want a neighborhood house and a place for their children to play.
And that complete Community Voice interview with Kaysen is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Mayor and City Council of Bremen, along with RK Reading Construction, are hosting a groundbreaking ceremony Wednesday morning, kicking off the development of a project that is sure to be a treasured landmark for years to come. The Hub will be built on the former Hubbard Textile Mill property off Hamilton Avenue, near the intersection with U.S. Highway 78 and Pacific Avenue. The plan includes an amphitheater towards the back of the property, a plaza in the area near Giovanni's Restaurant, parking near the railroad lines, a pavilion, and bathrooms. City purchased the property in 2018 for $150,000. The project is expected to cost more than $3 million. City officials have said previously the project would be paid for with special purpose local option sales tax proceeds. And the City of Carrollton was selected by the Georgia Municipal Association to receive one of the $10,000 health promotion and well-being grants awarded statewide to promote worksite programs that enhance the health and well-being of city employees and family members. Awards are based on a city's commitment to employee health and demonstrated collaboration with other community groups and organizations engaged in health promotion. The GMA says workplace well-being programs have a demonstrated track record of improving employee health and quality of life while reducing medical claims and improving workplace morale. I'm Colin Worthington.